Joining us now is Ed Bolin, President and CEO of the National Business Aviation Association. Talk a little bit about airline safety and airline issues. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me today.
We appreciate you being here. You know, we take a look at the airline business and, you know, the idea of regulation or deregulation. Has it hurt the airline industry? Everybody has their issues. Congress taking a look now at whether or not they should regulate the size of your seat. Kind of amazing when we think of all the planes that are in the air and the idea of comfort being being one of the issues that Congress takes a look at.
Yeah, that's been a recent issue here in Washington. But a bigger issue is actually who's going to control our air traffic system. You know, today the United States has the largest, the safest, the most efficient, and the most diverse air transportation system in the world. And an effort is being made by the big airlines to take over effective control of that through a transfer from the United States government to a private entity that would oversee the air traffic control system. So that's become a front burner issue, as a lot of people are very concerned about giving the airlines kind of a monopoly power over our air traffic system.
Some would say, Ed, that they already do, not over the air traffic control system, you're right, but the idea of deregulation has kind of hurt the consumer. We have less flights. They're more packed, more cramped. We used to look forward to flying on airplanes. Now people look at it like, you know, getting on a cattle car.
Well, I think the concern is, you know, we have an aviation system in the United States that needs to serve all of America. The airspace belongs to the public, and it should serve the public. And there are a lot of companies and communities, citizens all over the United States that depend on it. And to give more authority or more control over airlines, which, you know, historically have not put consumers at the top of their priority list, is a real concern for a lot of consumer groups, a lot of people in general aviation, certainly pilots like Sully Sullenberger, and think tanks on both the left and the right.
You know, Ed, let me give you the counter argument. I agree with you. I agree with Sully, but I'm an idea that there, you know, there is a purpose for government. You know, people rip government all the time. Government like ourselves, we're not perfect. But the other counter argument is that the air traffic control system is antiquated. We pay a lot in salaries. We're still on the analog system. Private business can come in and make it run more efficiently. What would you say to that argument, sir?
Well, Kevin, I think theoretically, I like privatization of most things because when I think of privatization, it means competition. It means innovation. It means free markets. But it's important to understand in this debate, none of that applies. So privatization of the air traffic control system is really a misnomer. It's mislabeled because what we have in our air traffic control system is a monopoly. And the question on the table is who's going to oversee that monopoly and for whose benefit. And I think taking the monopoly and giving it to an entrenched special interest group like the airlines is not going to facilitate competition or innovation. I think it'll be just the opposite. And so while historically you might say or generically you might say that privatization is usually good at finding efficiencies and bringing in new technology, that's not what we have here. We're going to take a monopoly and give it to entrenched special interest. And, you know, a lot of the airlines are having these very high-profile computer crashes because they're not investing in a lot of the modern technologies. In some cases, they're using 1970s mainframes.
Indeed, and the airline industry continues to take it on the chin when it comes to the consumers and such. What would the world look like if, let's say, Delta had the air traffic control system in Chicago, Southwest had it in Phoenix, and Delta would have Denver, if you will, United would have Chicago. Is that what they're proposing, or would it be some type of coalition of the airlines that would run the air traffic control system?
Well, the proposal in Washington that the airlines have been pushing for nearly 25 years would have Congress losing all of its jurisdiction. So effectively, the public's representatives are cut off, and you would have a private board, 13 individuals, completely unaccountable to the general public. The board, I think, would be effectively dominated by the airlines, and so you would see it being operated in a way that reflects big airline practices. And as you know, they operate out of fortress hubs. They have consumer issues that have prompted federal regulation that, you know, they need to receive, passengers need to receive water and other things. And now there are issues about the ever-shrinking seats. So it's troubling to think that this is the group that is going to effectively be charged with serving all Americans and acting in America's best interest, when I think what we see is special interests tend to operate in their own interest. And that's what you have with this monopoly.
Well, we can go back to the original topic of seat sizes, if you will. So, Ed, what reforms do we need with the air traffic control system? Because, again, it is antiquated. But on the other hand, I don't really want my computer buffering while I'm trying to land coming into Boise.
Yeah, so the U.S. has, by all empirical data, the best air transportation system in the world. It's the largest, it's the safest, it's the most efficient, and it's the most diverse. But that's not good enough as we go forward. So I think there are things that can and should be done to ensure that funding to the FAA always remains stable and predictable, and we can do that. And I think that there are ways we can further enhance public input into the modernization process, which over the last 5 years has been on time and on budget. But I think we want to make sure that we continue the current momentum and not be distracted or diverted with this giveaway to the airlines, which, among other things, is going to cost $20 billion.
Do we need some type of Marshall Plan for the air traffic control system? I mean, again, to update everything, we have the best in the world, but people say that, you know, again, we need to, you know, instead of using radar, we should go to satellites, that sort of thing. As someone who's in the business and has been for years, your thoughts?
Well, we actually have that plan. It's known as the Next-Gen Air Traffic Control System, and that's a plan that over the last 5 years has been on time. It's on budget. One of the things that has been slowing down Next-Gen has been the airlines' reluctance to equip their airplanes, but they're beginning to do a little better at that. So I think we're on track, and I think there are things that could be done to ensure that that rolls out on time and on schedule, on budget in the future. But I think it would be a huge distraction to take the program now and cause the chaos of trying to turn the system over to the airlines.
Ed, what's the mood in Washington? Obviously, the Trump administration, much more pro-private business than the Obama administration, which some would say was a friend of business in some regards. In the old days, you'd have the Republicans that would say, well, we want to do this. The Democrats, we want to do that. Are the lines blurred, or what's the mood in Washington amongst the idea of privatizing the air traffic control system?
Well, at this point, what we're seeing is the Senate has been very reluctant to do this. They have passed bills in the last Congress, and the bill that is before them in this Congress does not in any way go down that path. In fact, the Senate Appropriations Committee just said definitively no. In the House of Representatives, legislation has been introduced that reflects the airline's wish list. That has been introduced, and once again, it is before the full House of Representatives. But at this point, it does not appear, the vote appears very close, but it doesn't appear as of today that is ready to sail through the House. A lot of opposition has been raised, not just from both sides of the political spectrum, a number of Democrats, but also a lot of real patriots like Steve Russell from Oklahoma, who is the special forces person that found Saddam Hussein in his spider hole. He's very concerned about the bill and the impact it will have on both safety and national security.
Ed, we appreciate it. Any other thoughts on on airline safety in general. Can you give us any tips on how to get those cheap? No, that's somebody else. Ed, we really we really appreciated it. And one day we'll go back to debating seat sizes. But we really appreciate your passion for this, bringing this issue to light, because, again, when it comes to safety, the public should be involved. And we do agree with you. Congress needs to have an oversight into this. So thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Take care to everybody in Boise and your listening area.